Welcome to 8 Ball Special, episode 4.
Hello.
And before we begin, might I remind you to go subscribe to the Trillionaire Mindset on YouTube,
please. Yeah,
because they're killing it. And you guys, the cold opens that you guys have been doing are hysterical.
Thank you, pal.
So keep doing those because they're so fucking funny. They make
my
day. We
slipped out again. The bite has slipped out again. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Corn Pop.
Dude, your impression of him, was it you?
No, it was him.
I was on the phone. We were going to do...
I was going to fill it in, but then we were like, this is perfect.
How you kept saying that you were the president.
I'm the president.
I'm the president.
Yeah you are.
I know. You don't have to keep saying that. I know that you are.
He is undeniably the president.
I bet he's
got that old man smell.
Yeah.
Of course.
God damn. What is it?
You think he eats See's candies a lot?
He probably does. He probably loves those shits.
The old people smell is...
It's
that,
a real thing.
What?
Old people smell.
Yeah, because they're dying. Like their skin, like it can't keep in the odors and shit.
It's the smell of decomposition.
Yeah, like you can smell their enzymes. Like,
is it really?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea.
You could, that what you're smelling is them breaking down in real time.
Ugh.
I'm joking.
I believe it, though. I think I read something like that, and that's why we're... That's why we're like repulsed by old people.
I feel so bad for this man. I want his family to take him home.
Yeah, me too. He really...
Well, you know what's going to happen if he goes home. That's just going to be an A24 film. That's an A24 movie right there.
What?
Fucking, it's like...
The retired president?
The retired president. Nah, and he's like, he like waves goodbye to America, and then the door shut and the camera shut, and he falls down into his chair. Then you see an unknown man... catch him and place him in a wheelchair. You're not sure this man's in a suit. He's got a cigarette. Seems kind of cool. He's got like some rings on his fingers. He's got, you know, kind of a, just a grit to his voice. He's like, okay, pop, pop. Now's when the real party starts. And then Hunter Biden leans into the frame. It's like, and it's like this thriller of Hunter Biden taking pop, pop home. And he's like taking him through the party world and drawing him into his underworld.
What's it called? Taking pop, pop home?
Pop, pop.
Pop, yeah. Pop was president.
Homecoming.
No, or homecoming or father-son time.
Or it could be more emotional and it could be like a, you know, they call Hunter and they're like, come get Joe. He's, you know, he can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And he's taking care of his aging father while trying to get clean.
Oh, that's boring.
It's like, no, it's very A24.
All these A24 movies now.
Yeah, no, I described a Michael Bay movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was more of a... maybe like a Happy Madison production.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you guys watch Ambulance, speaking of Michael Bay?
No.
No.
Oh, well.
Did you guys see Nope?
Yes.
No. Nope.
Same Nope.
Fuck.
Come on.
Is it good?
I don't want to say what I think without saying why.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't.
Because what, you would spoil it?
Fresh movie.
If you guys don't care me talking about it, I'll tell you what I thought.
Just briefly. Don't spoil anything, but.
This will kind of spoil it.
Well, okay.
Well, now I'm racking my brain for an A24 spin on my movie now.
I feel like I did it.
Turns into a weird animal. That's all.
That's what I was going to change. Movies. Yeah, no, I was actually thinking like he comes home and then Hunter Biden is just like this like crack smoking goat.
Yeah,
he's in a
yeah,
suit,
yeah,
but he's
yeah.
got like a fucking animal.
That's really good. The image from the new A24 movie Brendan Fraser's in, it's called The Whale. He's really, really big. He's
yeah,
big.
Is it a fat suit or did he get that
it's
big?
It's a fat no. suit.
Okay.
Wait, but it I'm, is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I thought it was for a role. I thought he got that.
But he also disappeared
for a long time. One where he plays like the gangster.
Oh, yeah. With the
Doesn't he play like Al Capone or something? Oh, yeah. This is way different than one.
No. It was a film about the like mafia and how they were affecting like the car industry.
Okay.
And he got kind of thick.
Yeah.
And he had like a very brief moment in that. No, I'd seen this once recently to answer.
But anyways, what were you saying about it?
I'm just guessing that by the title and by this image, oh, it's about a guy who turns into a whale or something.
But anyway, I want to hear what you have to say about Nope. Spoiler alert, Emil hates it.
I didn't hate it. I was like, I think it has a lot of cool allusions to things, and I like, you know, I mean, he doesn't say what it's about, but you can take whatever you want out of it. And I think it's like, you know, raising interesting questions or whatever. But there's also, he had said, at its core, you don't even have to worry about all that. It can just be a monster movie. And I didn't think it was that exciting in that context. And like I'm a baby. I get scared. And like Get Out and Us, they both scared me and creeped me out. but also had all of the other stuff that I enjoyed. And this, I was like, I'm just, this isn't a fun.
Because you were scared?
No, I wasn't. Oh. And that was like, and it, and there were people draw comparisons to like Jaws and stuff. And I fucking love Jaws. And the whole movie, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'll still go see it when it comes into theaters. I'd be like, this is fucking perfect. But yeah, I don't know. After the kind of reveal, I'm like, oh, the stuff with the chimpanzee, for example, was by far the creepiest stuff that like, those were so well done. Every time.
Man, I totally know what you're talking about, having seen the movie.
Every time.
That chimp part was bananas.
It went back to that. I was so uncomfortable, and I was like, oh, I kind of wish the whole movie made me feel like this.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought, like, yeah, so I didn't hate it. I thought it was fine. I was like, oh, I wish. Because, like, us, too, I was, like, so uncomfortable. Yeah. I wish I was, like, uncomfortable. And
yeah, it's definitely more, has more, like, thought-provoking aspects.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of tone switches built into the film, which I thought to be really interesting. Like, some stuff seems like commentary. Other stuff seems like directly scary. And I thought it was a pretty interesting way to kind of like bounce between those tones. I thought that part was impressive. Also, the concept of the like of that thing being a monster, I thought was really cool. Like,
yeah,
like in a sense that it was cool. Like it felt like a throwback. You know, like I felt some moments I felt like, damn, I'm watching like some Creature of the Black Lagoon type.
Right.
Movie.
I mean, and there was some, I think there was a lot of nods to Jaws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't have the whole like, you know, stomach turning, oh my God. Yeah. But the Steven, when Steven Yeun is doing the, describing the SNL skit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is probably one of my favorite scenes I've seen in a long time. Like, so there's a lot of great stuff in there. I just wish I was a little more freaked out.
I wish it was longer.
I honestly wish it was short. Like, I was pissed. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Why does every movie have to be so long?
It should be like 100 minutes.
But, but yeah.
And all about the numbers, this guy.
100 minutes.
Movie times, they're going up.
I do want to be clear. I didn't dislike it. It was good, but it's, there are sometimes those things that come out where if you're not like writing a review in your own ejaculate, that it's like everyone's like, fuck you. You're a piece of shit.
You know what app I'm getting pretty pissed off about is Letterboxd. Like, sorry, I don't care about your movie review. What?
Just picturing people in the theater.
Yeah, me too. That was a crazy phrase.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm picturing people writing reviews covered in their own ejaculate.
Yeah.
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I'm just picturing people in the theater actually pointing at the screen, just audibly saying, fuck you. You piece of shit.
I just wanted to be a little more scared.
Yeah.
I rarely go see him because I can't. I get too scared. So I was like,
the scariest movie you think you've ever seen?
Ooh. I don't even know. I avoid him like the plague. Like, for example, I don't think any of you three would consider Get Out a scary movie.
No.
It was spooky.
It scared me.
But
it was
like,
scary.
My friends convinced me. They were like, come on, it's Jordan Peele. Like, it's not going to be scary. And, like, pretty soon in, I was like, fuck you guys. Like, this is scary. And so, like, I...
Oh, my God, like, Emil.
Us was the same way. I was seeing this girl, and we hadn't been dating that long, and she was like, I really want to go see Us. And I was like, I think you should see it with someone else. She was like, no, come on.
That's a scary-ass movie.
Yeah, and so it ended, and, like, we didn't know... We had not been dating that long, and I was like... You have to sleep over. I can't. I'm so scared.
Jeez, man.
she's like, men are all the same. Like, no, I need someone to just... Oh, yeah, promise, like, I'm not going to try to have sex with you.
Spoon me.
Yo, I do not want to have
fucking
sex.
Fucking peak red pill approach. Yeah. No, peak pickup approach. Now, what you're going to do, we call this the beta card. Okay? You take a girl to a scary movie. And you're not a fucking pussy. But you're going to pretend like you are. And you're going to watch that movie together, and you're going to scream your little fucking ass off. Not too much, just toe the line. I would recommend you watch the movie a couple times by yourself to get a feel of what's an appropriate amount of screaming. After you finish the film, she can see you're pretty afraid. Now's when you go for the kill. Please stay with me. I'm going to pee my pants if I sleep alone tonight.
It was not a...
Did she sleep over?
Yeah, and we did not sleep together. I was like, fuck, I just can't. I was literally like, I'm going to go. I was like, because I do. I keep an axe in my room, and I was like, here's the thing.
That's so cool that
such an impractical self-defense weapon.
Well, also like, well, no, that's awesome that you like you.
It really is.
You leave.
I keep a javelin in my room.
Yeah, I keep a gardening scythe in my closet so I can cut an intruder's feet off. No, that's so cool that Jason will have a weapon to kill you with when you go to sleep at night.
And so I was like, my room is at the back, so we'll go in through the back and we'll just grab my axe and then we'll turn all the lights on and make sure like it's all good. And
you slept with the lights on.
No. I just want to like sweep the house. I just want to feel comfortable knowing that there's like nothing in here, even though there's obviously not.
Yeah, there's no doll.
But then she got really pissed because it's like I finally, everything settled down and I was like, I think I'm like, I can like try to fall asleep. And so it was quiet for like 15 minutes. And then I just went,
we are American.
And she freaked.
Well, yeah, because you presented it like I'm scared and you made her feel safe. You fucking ass.
And I was
and then
like,
you scared her?
I was like, I thought
in a really funny way.
And then
way.
He was like, sorry, baby, come here.
Yeah.
Scared, let me.
Oh, now you're scared? Damn. Well, let me come to you.
Oh, did I scare you? Safe? Now you've transferred all the fear to her.
Let us know in the comments what you think about Emil's little ploy.
Yeah. It was not a ploy.
That's what you called it.
I did not call it a ploy, and it's not a ploy. I get very...
No, you said you do this all the time.
Yeah.
I get very scared. I can't watch them.
Oh, big buff rock climbing Greek guy. Ooh, I'm scared of scary movies. Please comfort me. Bullshit, brother.
I was always like... Yeah, I remember I went to a camp out and my parents were like, fuck, they're going to do like scary stories around the campfire. And they were like,
Emil's going to pee his pants.
They were like, they gave me a Walkman and they were like,
no fucking way.
You got to listen to the Walkman while they're doing scary stories.
He's fucking what's her name from Stranger Things? He's Max.
And they were like, I was young.
Oh my God.
Well, how old were you? Like 18?
No. But they were like, they were basically like, there's no way you're not going to call us to come pick you up if you don't listen to the Walkman. And so I remember everyone would like jump at the scary part and I was just like listening to Whitney Houston.
Oh my God, dude. Emil's,
how will I know if he is?
Emil's fully just avoiding Vecna the whole time. All his friends are getting murdered at the fucking campsite.
I don't understand the reference because I didn't watch it, but I get it through social media osmosis that she needs to wear the headphones.
Just to listen to music to avoid the big bad monster.
Yeah, and Chrissy, wake up. I don't like this. And you call that music? That's not music. This is music.
How'd it work out with that girl, by the way?
We dated for kind of a while.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so shoot.
It wasn't a ploy. We were like, we both liked each other. It wasn't we probably had already slept with each other at that point, but it wasn't like it wasn't someone I felt comfortable being like, I'm a little scared. Can you come sleep over?
Right.
I had a ploy one time and it was a
here we go. See, this is the crazy, this is your white, this is your whiteness coming through right here.
Oh,
let me just incriminate myself real quick.
It's not the same kind of thing. This is not the same kind of thing. I went on one date with this girl this was years ago. She was only in town for one night and it was obvious. And I did not yet know my body well enough to not do this. But
sorry, Cash was just wondering what her first and last name is.
Oh, I'm not telling you here right now. But we went to this, I was like, oh, I'll take her to Mexican food. Stupid.
Okay.
Just stupid for me. And I had a steak quesadilla. And I just, you know, I don't know what I'm thinking.
It had 3 jalapenos in it.
No, it had cheese. And we go back to her Airbnb, and she invited me up. And I was like, yeah, okay. So we went up there, and we start kissing.
You got a bathroom up there?
Yeah. Well, so did I tell this story before?
I don't think so. I don't think
I know
so,
you are gastronomically challenged.
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
So we had sex. And then after, I'm laying there in bed, just my stomach is just... I got bubble guts like crazy. It's huge. Just my stomach. I'm like, I got a blast so bad. And I need to.
I got a blast.
I need an excuse. And
babe,
she's.
I got a blast. Excuse me.
So I excuse myself to the bathroom.
How do I put this politely? I got a blast. You know, as Neil Armstrong would have said it, I got a blast.
So I went into the bathroom, but the act of standing up and walking made it temporarily go away.
Yeah.
So I went in the bathroom and I like tried to squat down in there and I'm like,
It like bubbled itself up.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get it.
So I'm like squatting down. That's not working. I got into the doggy style position because I know that that used to do it for me.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is the doggy style position?
Like, it's the ideal position to take feet pictures.
I think he's thinking of the female doggy style.
Yeah, the female doggy style. Like, you're receiving it. So, like, you know, I put my ass in the air.
When you take feet pictures for a Bahrainian guy and you have to
kind of like that.
So you were on your knees.
In the bathroom with my head on the ground.
Just trying to blast.
Just trying to...
Like, but if you did blast, where would it have gone?
So you're
gone?
Just this human World War One cannon pointed at the fucking...
And she's knocking on the door. Is everything okay in there?
She's
just a minute!
She's laying in bed, fully satisfied, let me tell you.
Oh, I bet.
And because the air rises or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was a kid, I discovered that trick because I was like in that position for some reason and I just was like, it was just blasting.
This is crazy.
So anyway, it didn't work. And I was like, I need an excuse to go like sit out in my car for a minute or something. So I said, hey, I got to run outside. I totally forgot. I got to take this allergy pill. So I got to go outside my car and get this allergy pill because otherwise I'm just going to be sneezing and coughing all night. She's like, okay. So I go down and I run down there and I sit in my car and I'm like, okay, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm taking out my phone and I'm texting and stuff. And I let out a few good ones. Then I'm like, okay, I blasted. I know that it's relieved enough pressure. But the problem is I've been down there for 10 minutes. And she's going to be thinking something's up. And I'm thinking she probably thinks that I've got a girlfriend. And I'm like cheating on my girlfriend right now. And I'm like calling her to calm things down. I got to have a story ready for when I go up.
This is hilarious.
The best thing I could think of, I knock on the door because she locked it. And I'm like, hey, man, a buddy of mine called me. He's having like a crisis. So I had to like talk to him for a minute. But yeah, and that's it.
She was like, you smell like shit. I know what happened down there.
Were you blasting in the car?
I was, no.
You were in your car tooting, weren't you?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then we found out that the condom had broken, and I had to get her plan B the next day. So that was
all right.
Nice detail that needed to be thrown in.
Yeah. Just telling on yourself, dude.
I'm not telling. You did the responsible thing.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No, it is. Yeah. There's nothing bad about it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't worry, babe. I got the plan B.
I didn't mean to shame that at all. I had a visceral image in my head of Ben just
on all fours in the bathroom.
There's that, but I also, and he was like, my stomach was going, I don't know why, I just imagined like Ben in Missionary and then just clapping it a little too hard and then his ass just squeezes and then just fucking like just a stream of shit comes out the back of his ass like a jet ski.
Similar to that.
Oh, you have another story?
Yes, actually.
Should we do the fucking boop boop and send it to Ashley?
Yeah, no.
We don't need to do that. And stop me if I've told this before.
Hit the siren one time. This is a Ben story siren. A Ben sex story siren.
Yeah.
So... I won't give too many details, but about who it was.
I'm not going to give any details, but there was a growth on the bottom of the head of my penis.
I won't give too many details, but I definitely will.
So it was, I was still freshly, it was my first girlfriend and I, and we were both, you know, we lost our virginities to each other. We'd only had sex like a dozen times at this point. It was very beautiful. And we're
on the baker's dozen.
Yeah, we're on the baker's dozen. And, we're doing it, and we're going doggy style. That's me to her, by the way.
You worked on all
fours. I wasn't receiving
no blasting
it.
Yeah, she has her arm in my ass. I'm bent over.
But
she's pulling the poop out of me. Is this good? Yeah, this is good.
You know, so classic sex.
The thing that happened, I then tried to take the blame for to try to make it less awkward. But anyway, you know, I'm clapping, as you would say. I got a little too excited, and on one particular thrust, my penis came fully out, but I didn't catch it in time, and I went to thrust back in, and my penis stabbed her butthole, and it prompted her to fart. So I poked her butthole, and it made her fart real big. And then she, poor thing, her first inclination was to laugh, but that quickly gave way to crying. So she just went,
Oh,
started
no.
crying, and I was like, oh, no, 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 it's okay. I'm so sorry. I didn't, oh, man, I, something that I ate earlier, like, I don't know how that happened.
That's,
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, you took the blame? Oh.
Yeah. I didn't, and I'm like, whoa, this is like some kind of weird inverse gaslighting where I'm like convincing her
literally.
That I actually was the one who
farted. Talk about a ploy.
Yeah, yeah, literally gaslighting.
Oh, babe,
myself.
I must have blasted by accident.
And did she believe it? Like,
I don't remember. I think she just kind of was not even listening to me. She was just so humiliated that she had done something so shameful. Because, you know.
To fart?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're
no,
like first
sure,
having
sure,
sex.
Sure, sure,
like,
sure.
And to quote another girlfriend of mine, an old girlfriend, women are born with shame. They have this inherent shame that they carry around. And I, you know, I brought that to light. So I empathize with the female struggle.
Damn.
That's sometimes dicks do be poking you in the butt, and you do be farting as
yeah,
a result.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway.
I didn't know that a poke would make you fart.
Well, yeah, if you've got one right on deck, it'll bring it out.
I don't always have one on deck.
Buddy.
I wonder if she got the ick from that. She was like, yeah, I ripped a real wet one, and he took the blame. It kind of gave me the ick.
Damn. Such a beta.
Such a beta-ass move.
He should have just made me feel like the little fart fig Newton.
Fart fig Newton. Oh, man.
Damn. You're a nice guy.
Thanks, man.
That is a really
what
weird.
What do you think you guys would say in that scenario?
Oh, it stinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Hey, whoa. Did you just toot? Damn, I'm out of here.
Did you just fart on my dick?
Our picture's saying something so like just so bro that it's even worse.
Like what?
Just like nice.
Nice.
That honestly would be the way to go.
Yeah. Just dab me up for that one.
I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, like, you know, and a little air can get in there too. And
damn.
From the vagina side. And
I'm just laughing like you fart back just to make it even. He's like,
no, wait, baby.
You're like, oh, my bad. Yeah. One for one.
That's not a fart. That's a fart.
Yeah.
Emil, what do you think you'd say? You poke a little toot out.
Emil would be into it.
I feel like I just wouldn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
All right, fucking T-1000.
Sounds just kind of happen. And
yeah,
stuff.
It's true.
It's just a...
It's a human. It's a very human experience.
There's a weird...
You ever fucked up dirty talk?
Yeah. I know you weren't asking me, but...
Yeah, that was a general...
Can you guess? Yeah. I misspelled sexting before, and then you go to put the asterisk, but then you screw that one up, and then before you know it, you're saying, you know, you're spelling cocky, and you're like, no, cock. There we go.
Yeah. I would have catch myself. Just, you know, almost mistakenly referring to her, like, her parts as mine.
Yeah, that's...
It what?
Like
you like my fucking
like my pussy.
Is my pussy so wet?
No, he's referring to it as ownership, but then can't get it out.
No, it's like
you like my pussy.
You like my fucking put
like my
yeah. Like you're like, is my pussy wet enough?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, that's so
I frequently can't hear, so it'll be, you know, she'll say something and I'll go what, because I can't hear well. That's not humiliating, but it's definitely like not hot to be like, I didn't hear you.
She's like,
no, what did you say the
first
time?
What did you say?
Sorry, it was so cool. I didn't care.
But and you could let it go, but I'm like, but what if she's asked me a question? I gotta, or is she thinking I'm ignoring her?
I like to just, you know, usually I'll stick to something factual. You know, factual dirty talk.
Like, oh, I thought
we are having sex.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, stuff like that. Stuff that's just like true. In. Out.
Yeah.
In. Out. Somewhat in. Out. In.
You are if you stick, because, you know, if you're like, oh, yeah, you like that, and she doesn't, then it gets a little weird, right? But if you just stick to the facts.
You're afraid of rejection?
Yeah, she can't, like, you know. She
don't ask questions, and you won't get bad answers.
I'm inside you right now. You're not saying how deep inside.
Yeah.
You're just, I am inside you.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, yeah, I guess.
You are receiving this.
Yeah.
You are definitely having this with me.
We are having intercourse.
You ever?
Wait, you know what's super horny?
What?
The new Beyonce album. I listened to it twice this morning.
Did you actually?
Yeah, so I woke up at 6.
Is it a new album?
Bro.
Woke up at 6:30 to try to get Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Oh, what? Those went on sale this morning?
You weren't going to...
Sold out?
Dude, it was fucking impossible. It was like...
Even though they're like $400 for the nosebleeds?
$400? It was like $750 for the worst seat in the house. Dude, you could sit behind the stage for like $800.
Nice.
So we're going alternative routes, calling everyone from New Jersey, trying to get a... But then I was just up, so I was listening to the new Beyonce album.
And how is it?
Songs.
It's so good. It fucking kicks ass.
Really?
It's like, there's so many jams. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
I heard there's a super deep cut sample on there that I'm keen on.
There's a lot of samples. That's what makes it so fun. Like, it's, you know, all of a sudden she's just going into like a Donna Summer fucking groove. All of a sudden she's going into...
Did you see Khalees on Twitter?
Yeah. I listened to the album twice and I'm like, I don't even know what she stole. I know. Wait, she's like sampling a lot of shit and like doing homages.
I don't know. I haven't listened to the album, so I don't know what song it is. And I'm not going to pretend like I'm super familiar with like Khalees's full catalog.
I know Milkshake and that's it.
Yeah. So Khalees was basically upset because she was saying that, one, she thinks like Pharrell's a hypocrite because he's always talks about like empowerment and shit. But like when she was signed to his label, I guess like he owns part of her masters or something. And they had a mutual manager, but Pharrell arranged it so that their manager got points on her records as a writer.
Okay.
Jesus. He wasn't even in the fucking studio.
Okay.
And
yeah, but she would have never got there if it wasn't.
Yeah, right. And so she was basically saying she thinks Beyonce is full of it as well because they're using her music, and I'm assuming she's not getting any pay for it because I think Pharrell may have worked on it. It's like some weird...
They
like,
sampled her song?
Yeah, or like they interpolated like her song and they're calling it an homage, but like they're just straight ripping it.
I know. I can't tell which one she's... like. So I'm sure you guys all heard the single, Break My Soul.
Yeah.
It's like... You didn't hear it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
What? Two out of every four people hasn't heard it yet.
But it's as soon as you hear the beat, it's recognizable. It's but you're like, fuck, where do I know it from? It's like just a bit off, but I think it's Show Me Love by Robin, Robin S or whatever. And it's a lot of that kind of stuff where it's like, it sounds different, but you're like, oh, I fucking recognize
like
that.
Yeah. Robin's first single?
No, Robin. Not that Robin.
Oh, okay.
Robin S. It's like a 90s song. Like you would know it if you heard it.
Okay.
It's a dance song.
People, I was talking with my friend, or like one of Alina's really good friends, and he was thinking that Drake must have heard Beyonce's album like privately and was like, oh, fuck, this is going to go crazy. So he went and made his shit like real fast and real, real shoddy.
Oh, is that the style of her?
Yeah. It's like there's a lot of like, I think there's like a lot of ballroom. Was that true?
It's like tons of different dance styles. It's like deep house, fucking so much fun shit. It's just like,
but yeah.
You could put it on and just play it all the way through and everyone would be dancing. It's so fun.
Beyonce too good? Is it like going to be, is there going to be backlash against Beyonce for being too good and too wealthy? Seriously, at some point, are people going to go?
There has been a little bit, depending on what you're like.
From this,
they were
right?
No, they were pissed at her and Jay-Z for crossing the picket line at Chateau Marmont after maybe the Grammys.
Didn't even hear about that. Didn't they also buy like a $50 million Rolls Royce or something? That
I
like
don't know.
Boat tail one.
I see Jay-Z get clowned pretty consistently by socialist Twitter.
Yeah,
interesting.
For what?
Just like. Going from like
the Marcy Projects to literally
like being
a crypto school like, in the Marcy Projects.
Just being an out of touch rich guy.
Gotta learn about crypto.
I mean, right? It's a little but good for him. I just think it's nice to have horny Beyonce back. You know?
Oh, she's horny in this one?
Oh yeah. Hell Lemonade was like, you know, it seems like Jay-Z is fully out of the doghouse and she's like very actively talking about fucking someone. But
that would
like,
be a pretty funny lyric.
Because the last
literally.
One, the self-titled was so fun because it's so horny and it's just dance music.
It's so crazy how they turned their situation into like two very successful albums.
What's the other? Oh, they did one together, right? Where they were like dancing around the Louvre.
Yeah, there was that. But I guess like even the intro on 444.
Oh, 444, yeah.
I mean, that was just a grown-ass man saying I'm sorry for 4 minutes.
Right.
That shit was crazy. And dissing people at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just like...
people turning up to a marital argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
This shit hits.
Nah, that was like the doghouse anthem. You know, you could listen to that when you fucked up.
He's out now. We got to get a Horny Jay-Z album after
this. Yeah. Do you think she'll like reel him in?
I don't know.
He starts turning up too much. He's like, hey, remember last time?
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Or you're going to have to do another 5-minute long apology.
You guys see the video of that screen falling in Hong Kong?
Oh, bro.
Yeah, landed on the...
I'm not laughing.
Wait, are you talking about that landed
not
on
laughing
the performer?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
is it?
I saw that. It was
you haven't seen it?
No.
I don't think we can show it because...
Oh, hell no, bro.
Wait, why? How did you segue into that?
That's why I was laughing, because it was such a brutal segue.
Oh.
And it's like a video of someone dying.
Oh, no, I read the comments.
Someone
the guy
dies?
Survived. He survived.
Apparently, he's in like super critical condition.
Ah, well.
He's technically
did you see the
alive.
Video from like more up in the crowd where you can see the scale of the screen?
No.
It's like way bigger than it looks in that. Like it must have been 5,000 pounds, this thing. And it just like it's like at a, it's like a stadium concert. Yeah. And this background dancer is just like doing moves. And then this gigantic screen falls from the ceiling and lands directly on him. He just gets crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no blood or anything.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Probably.
But it's a concert, so there's like 5,000 videos of it because everyone is filming the performance. God.
Can you imagine if 9/11 happened today? What?
Oh, how
what?
Much?
What did I say?
How much audio we'd have?
Oh, yeah. 9/11?
I mean, video?
Yeah.
How much audio we'd have? Yeah, because all the people podcasting.
I'm listening to 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm listening to 9/11.
A fun thought exercise that I always have is if you could go back. How would you prevent it?
Didn't Mark Wahlberg say he like?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
It wouldn't
like,
happen.
If he was on that plane, it wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't have gone down like that or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It would have just gone down a different way.
I don't think you could prevent it because even if you went to like Dick Cheney and were like, look, they're playing this, he'd be like, we know.
Sweet. Halliburton's going to make off like a bandit.
We know, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Wait, what is this new animal alert thing?
I think the only thing you could do to stop it is like you'd have to crash into it with your own plane.
Ooh, yeah, preemptively.
Oh, like do it yourself.
Yeah. DIY 9/11.
Hmm? Yeah.
Interesting.
You'd have
we should upgrade the upgrade. We should adjust the trolley dilemma.
To if you'll stop 9/11?
Yeah. To like it's like
me
an airplane
personally?
Is approaching the Twin Towers. Do you hit the towers or do you do this other thing?
Crash into the Hudson.
Do you divert it into the
White House?
Yes.
Do you divert it into the BlackRock headquarters?
Yes.
Hold on, can we watch the Will Smith apology video?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for the Ana de Armas Marilyn Monroe movie?
No.
It's insane. She's playing Marilyn Monroe.
Wow, dude. He did his own 444.
She's got she's got her very thick accent and she's like, I'm Marilyn Monroe. Everyone, you know, it's kind of bonkers that she's, God bless her. She's
like
great.
She has her accent?
She has her accent. And it's just amusing.
So why, like,
I'm not saying
Marilyn
that's
Monroe,
bad.
No, but Marilyn Monroe, it's not like historically accurate.
No, because Marilyn Monroe absolutely didn't have an accent.
So it's,
what are you laughing at me? I'm going to say I don't think it's bad.
It's just been just taking himself down.
Listen.
Again.
Now, I'm a big fan of both. I just don't think they should mix, okay? There's nothing wrong with them. I just don't know if they should mix.
What, races?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cubans and...
Now, Cubans, great people. Love the Cubans.
Love the Cubans.
Love the sandwich.
I just don't think they should be Marilyn Monroe, okay? Let's keep it American. Let's get someone American. I love Cubans. I smoke Cuban cigars. I love the Cubans. They just shouldn't mix.
That's pretty good. All right. Wait, what? So is this Will Smith?
Mr. Trump, let's continue. No, I'm playing.
You know what would have been great and endearing to the entire country is if he did it to the Bel Air, Prince of Bel Air.
Oh, he
thing,
did a
so,
rap. He rapped his apology.
He should have rapped it.
Now, this is a story all about how I slapped Chris Rock. Yeah.
Turned my life upside down.
My wife was bald, and I looked at her and said, I'm going to go slap Chris Rock in the head.
That probably actually would have worked.
They said, you're getting banned from the awards for 10 years.
And I said, well, at least I still got big ears.
Nice.
Bars. I'm trying to think of rhymes, man. Doesn't
no,
he
for
have,
sure.
Yeah, bars. Bars for
no,
sure.
These are good. This is good for Ben.
I don't think this is going to be good. I think that it's a plea to stay relevant.
Can we watch the first, like, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I just want to see what he says.
Yeah. Over, it's been a minute. Over the last few months, I've been doing a lot of thinking and personal work.
I've been thinking just how sick it was when my hand connected.
You asked a lot of fair questions that I wanted to take some time to answer.
This sucks. Yeah. Man, just the fact that he even has to do this. I don't know. He had a bad night. Let him just fucking live his life.
What? He probably wants to get hired again. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I know.
He wants
but
to make a movie.
You
again.
Shouldn't have to like grovel to the entire world. Just like be like, yeah, I fucking, me and my wife were going through it. I had a bad night. Also, the way it's filmed. It's
look at this set.
He dropped $5,000 on this at least.
No, you're being so optimistic. This is a 25K shoot. That location is 7 G's alone, dude.
He's shooting with an Ari,
bro. Yeah, this is definitely done on like a cinema camera. The lighting is sick. Look at his fucking eye light, dude.
Look at his hat.
Why didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna make him read
to Chris in your acceptance speech. I was.
Oh, they got a jib?
No, that's a fucking. That's a slider.
Fogged out by that point. It's all fuzzy.
Cut. What? Will, let's take it again. You don't seem that remorseful,
dude. All right, with. When actors should not do apologies on a scripted, like, edited thing.
No, yeah, they should do it in the notes app and screenshot it.
No. They got to go on live.
Oh.
It has to be on Instagram Live, stream of consciousness. Yeah, and just
didn't Trevor Scott do that? Travis Scott? Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, and we saw how he really felt about it.
He didn't give a fuck.
He's damn. Yeah.
People died.
My bad.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was just like,
yo, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm apologizing.
Hold on,
1 second. I'll be in the hot tub. 1 second.
Well, okay. Look. No. He wasn't like that. Okay. I'm not going to take full aim
at
Travis.
What did he do?
What?
People died at his concert.
Astroworld. Yeah, all right.
I was gonna say,
hey.
Wow,
Dad.
Do you support him or something?
Dad,
I couldn't connect. Which I can't keep up with everyone having to apologize.
Damn, Emil DeRosa, Trillionaire Mindset, likes that people.
Nice. I know you're trying to get one where you get it on him.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Just as it was coming out, I'm like, now I'm gonna get reamed for making light of something that was terrible.
I was just trying to clarify
which
repentant celebrity we're doing.
Yeah. I think they shouldn't do it live after the incident. Or maybe they should. Nah, because you're still hot, you know? You're still, like, you're still fucked up. Within 48 hours, I think an actor should do a live stream.
I agree.
Wait, did Travis Scott do it, like, right after the show?
He posted a snap. Which is worse, because he could have deleted that.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. He could have watched it.
Oh, wasn't it live?
I don't think so.
The black and white video of him.
What,
oh no,
it was
an Instagram story.
Yeah, I think it was an Instagram story.
Because he had the filter on it. It was black
and white.
He was
just like,
remember?
That's crazy.
Nah, he was just like, I'm sorry to all the victims. Mm. I'm sorry.
And free tickets to their families.
I think he offered subscriptions to BetterHelp.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, really? He did. No. It was something like
It was something like that. Like, you're all getting free subscriptions.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, Will.
I've reached out to Chris, and the message message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
Saying I apologize, not the same thing as saying I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm.
Why?
Because
actually,
I mean, what's the difference?
An apology is saying I'm sorry.
Or apologizing. It's an apology. Apologizing is the act of giving an apology.
Here we go.
Look at the fucking poster.
Yeah.
The world is sick. Love is the cure.
Oh my God.
Did Willow write that?
I think that might have been a Jaden original.
Jaden, rather.
Man, well, this shit is so calculated. The green fucking light on the wall. I just can't not see the production elements here. Yo, the set design is crazy.
Where would you have him do it?
Will saying sorry?
Yeah.
On a podcast.
I would say in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. It's just kind of it's a very disarming thing because he'd be, you know, without a shirt on. And then, I don't know.
How about this?
A little sexy.
How about a dump?
Yeah, I'd like to see him oiled up a little bit.
He's a very sexless actor. Seriously. He's never been a sex figure.
Yeah, it's true.
He's always got a love interest, but he's not like oozing with.
Yeah, he's sexless.
Incredible diss. Sexless. You're a sexless man.
Sorry, Will, but
I think in his earlier career, he was like I know what you mean.
Men
though.
In Black, he was.
Yeah,
and like iRobot and shit, or no, the what's the one where he's like the last man on Earth?
Oh, I Am Legend.
Yeah, he was fucking jacked up for that role. Yeah. Remember that?
He was good in that. I liked that. Yeah. That movie.
Him and the lady
when he chokes out his dog.
Yeah,
that was sad.
Sad as fuck.
He should have said sorry in a dunk tank.
Yeah, and have Chris throw balls at him.
Yeah. Or just not a dunk tank in his backyard. And just been like,
who's dunking him though?
No one. It's just like a sad.
It's like potential.
It's just a pitching machine.
Yeah.
Oh, like artistic.
Yeah.
You know, I dunked on Chris, so now the public gets to dunk on me.
Yeah.
And it's a button online that people.
Oh, no.
Why not? Yeah, that's a great idea, Noel. Yeah, pitch thanks, it to dude. His people.
You know, we kind of bring up fetishes on this podcast.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
And there was a new one that I found, and I was like, fuck, I want to talk about this
new
on 8-Ball.
New fetish dropped?
Yeah, whoa. New fetish dropped. Well, to me, it's because Felix from Chapo.
Yeah.
Did you see him retweet this?
No.
Dude, on my feed.
Yeah.
Auto-played. I had no choice but to watch this video.
Yeah.
And it was a dude with a huge dick.
Hell yeah.
Getting pantsed. And that's a fetish.
That's a fetish.
Yes, for people, it's like a pantsing fetish.
I bet it is. If so you got a big
and he's like embarrassed about it. He's got like he's like rock hard. And the guy, like, he's wearing jeans, commando, and someone comes up and pantses him, and his dick goes, like, wow, and he's like, oh, no.
Oh,
no. And that was the video. You don't even see his face. It's just
and he's just rock bottom. Hard because of the thought of him getting pantsed.
I don't know if it's him experience, like, if getting pantsed is the fetish or watching him get pantsed
I think
is
it's
the fetish. Because he is this guy is an OnlyFans where he gets pantsed.
Wow.
And people watch
wow.
him get pantsed.
It must be the shame, the secondhand shame of watching. Ooh, he's experiencing shame.
But wouldn't he have a small dick then? Because that would be like the ultimate shame, right? Yeah, this guy is like huge and hard.
I think he's getting off on his big, beautiful cock.
Yeah. I saw one video of a guy. So get this. There's a video I saw of a guy's penis and balls popping out of his own ass. He had him tucked under and in his ass. And just,
damn.
Yeah, maybe it was just his balls, but oh man, it's like, how do you get him in there? Did you use like a shoehorn?
You know, what was the best pantsing I've ever seen.
What?
My friend came back from Italy, and he got they're like joke boxers that you can buy in the gift store. Basically, it looks like the statue of David, so you can see you got an ass and a little statue dick, and so. Someone was like,
feels like the mirror.
He's like, I got him on. And someone was like, I'll fake pants you in front of someone. And for a second, they'll think. And so we did it.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, can we take a picture of you in the things? And then as soon as they were about to take the picture, someone came up behind him and ripped those off. And they have a perfect picture of just.
That's great.
His penis out.
The best one I ever saw was in high school. Mike Miley, this surfer
you
guy.
You love just.
I love doxing.
You love
real name. Like,
he's a great guy, but he was talking.
Big
to
shout
me.
Out, by the way.
Big shout out to Mike.
Big shout out Mike Miley, man.
He was standing. I was talking to him at lunch, and all of a sudden, I noticed someone crouch behind him, and then this other guy pulls down his pants and then pushes him over.
Oh so, no!
Yeah,
so he was pantsless. And he got tabletops?
Yeah, and he just kind of went, whoa.
Gooch is
he took
air?
It well. He thought it was funny.
You just took me back to junior high when getting pants in the locker room was like a nightmare.
Oh, dude, just
damn.
The whole experience of middle school is a nightmare.
Yeah. No, but just that feeling of like that 3 seconds of changing at your locker to just try to get it done before like the asshole showed up.
You know how little kids, they pull their pants all the way down to their ankles to piss?
Yeah, yeah.
So we would do that in the
do
school bathrooms.
Because
we,
that? I still
do. We would also do that. We would go to like hockey games and there'd be like just a bunch of drunk grown men and we'd be like 17 and pull our pants and all the way down to our ankles and piss and just fully like 35-year-old guys being like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? But and
that's
then
hilarious.
We would also pretend like we were taking a shit and just got thrown out of the stall and land on the ground with our pants down to our ankles. We
see, now that's the kind of good comedy that we need to bring back.
Yeah.
Not this shit of like making strangers the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just tweak it a little bit, you
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the ones where the kid will be like, hey, can you film me for
I
a second?
I love those.
And then they just like,
guy.
Yeah, the guy who like goes like this. That's great. I love that because he's the joke, and you're not seeing the people. Yes, it's not mean spirited.
I do want to watch one of those because one of my friends just sent.
You're just gonna watch it on your phone?
No, I was gonna send the link.
you made me think of another Mike that I grew up with, and whenever he would take his shit in public, he would go in the stall. Like he had a huge voice. He would scream his fucking ass off the whole time. Like it was just so funny because you could hear him outside of the bathroom at like a department store. Oh, you just hear this vague like, holy fuck. Fuck. Like just go and go, and you'd be like, oh my god, is anyone gonna do anything about this? And no one would. You just see people, like one or two people walk by and just, the fuck is going on in there? And that was it.
What about getting completely naked for a piss? That would be pretty funny.
Yeah,
like, go to the bathroom and take off your pants and fold them and put them on the, like, counter next to the sink.
Yeah.
And then take off your shirt. Like, in a public, like, a stadium bathroom.
Well, we could,
isn't that, like, a crime,
take off your shirt.
To be, like, naked in public?
You can have your dick out in a bathroom. It's a bathroom.
Yeah, fair.
We should go to a Lakers game and all wear, like, men's rompers and then go to take a piss. And we're just like, ah, jeez, sorry about this. You just kind of fucking get your arms out and then you pull it. Yeah, jeez, I really had to.
Yeah, we know.
Romper season.
Rompers.
What can you do?
You got to take that whole damn thing off.
Bringing the 80s back was a bad idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, so what is this guy?
You'll like this. It's the one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Can you just hold my phone for a split second? Just send my mom the video.
I love this dude's country as his voice, too.
Yeah.
Yo, this kid is great.
I'm just letting her know I'm here. Do you want to let her know I'm here?
Who?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
She, your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan?
Or, big guy John, yeah.
Big John's here at Wawa right now.
I'm here, Mom.
For the audio listener, he's making
craziest face.
He's dancing and making a crazy face.
He's making that Popeye
great.
Face.
He's doing the air kitchen frying. I don't
know. Yeah, he's just doing some Fortnite emotes.
The guy probably assumes that he's got Tourette's. But yeah, the brand of comedy, like there's this one, I don't even want to give the kid attention because there's this one guy who's now so late on the trend. He's
the Tomo kid? Tomo?
I don't know how I feel about that, but this guy's just going up to people and biting celery in their ear.
Oh.
Mm. And then they react and go, what the fuck are you doing? And then you look in the comments and people are like, this is so fucking funny.
It sounds kind of funny, honestly.
Just young like, Cody, bro.
Stop doing that. That's not...
I don't like when people fuck with other people's days.
Right.
Yes. I hate that.
I also don't like how
the celery thing, it doesn't seem that crazy.
I mean, it's not, but it's just so... There's no... It's just, oh, I go up to people and make them react and they mad. Like
I hate when it's in like a Target.
Yeah.
It's like, it's already hell.
Yeah.
To be right. Browsing like the travel anything. Like the travel shampoo section of a Target, yeah. And you're like, I just want to fuck it. And then someone comes up and fucks with you. It's just
I do want to show you guys with the if you don't mind, with the last time we've got this guy on TikTok who I found.
Ben's dying.
what little time I've got left.
Little time I've got.
There's this guy that I found. He's a reverend. He's
Is that the guy who got the $1 million of jewelry stole off him?
No.
Oh.
He's a reverend, he's old, he lives in New York City, and He posts religious stuff on TikTok, but then also incredibly horny stuff on TikTok.
Ew, no.
So
wait till you see it.
Whoa, wait, wait.
No, it's,
here, Luke, scroll down
first.
Scroll down. It's these horny the first let's do the first three.
I love how it's called Ben's Horny TikToks.
It's just Ben.
Yeah.
Which is what happens when you go into his liked page on.
So this one is just a text. He says, "Ladies, there is no stopping us now. I am single and ready to get to know you. If you live in the five boroughs and going to get to know me, so send me a private message and real women only, no transgender women. Thank you." But wait, let's pull up the next one. The very next one that I've got.
This is Ben's corner, everybody. Just so you know,
Ben. It's another image of him.
We like to let Ben do his thing.
Well, he says this.
Yeah, just do his thing.
"This song is dedicated to my transgender women friends that is struggling right now. When you look perfectly, that's the way you are. I can't really read this. God loves you. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I." From Reverend Dr. Randall B. Gillis. So at the same time, he does see he just prefers not to date.
Don't press like on.
Yeah, wait. Okay, so now one more, just one more. Or if you go to the banana. Oh, yeah. So this is him. "To TikTok women that are able to meet in New York City, I am a chef. I would love to cook my famous grilled chicken. I am in your home or in my home. Amen."
Honestly, that looks pretty fire.
Is it working? Like, what are the comments? Are they like, "Let's meet up"?
I don't know, but this one only has 15 comments. But so the real bread and butter of this that I wanted to show you, he's got these three TikToks featuring a photo of a woman eating a banana, and he talks over him. So now we get to hear him. Let's play these.
"I like ladies eating a banana. It's so sweet to me. I like a lady eating a banana. It's so sweet to me. Eat a banana. Eat a banana. Eat a banana. I like ladies eating."
There's that one, and then let's play the next one. My man just loves these.
"Ladies, I dare you to describe what the woman is doing with the banana. I dare you. Matter of fact, I triple dare you."
Hold, pause.
He reminds so me that, horny.
He reminds me of that dude. Who was that fucking guy? He was talking about wet, fuck. It was the dude that was like always talking about wet, oh, fucking hell.
There was so much weird stuff on early Vine, like porn.
Yeah.
There was so a guy, I saw porn. A guy fucking a shoe.
There was porn on Vine?
Yeah, man.
In the early days. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wait, let's play the last banana one. You got to see this one.
You got to see this one.
You got to see this one. Oh, and then the final one I'm going to show you is you're going to love.
"Hey, ladies. Yes, you. Yes, you. Turn around. Yes. Don't walk away. Why do you like bananas so much?"
I'm.
What is with him? He's sexualizing bananas to a degree that's like, who are you interacting with?
Nah. That's not the funny part, though. The funny part is the insane tone switch on each one.
Oh, yeah.
The first one, he's like a 15-year-old boy. He's like,
"Tell me."
No, he's like, doing "Ladies, I like it when you eat the banana." He's like 9 years old. "Eat a banana, eat a banana, eat it. And then the next one, he's like, "Hey there." Like, he's very dialed in.
And then he's like, "Turn around, ladies. Yeah. I need to know why you like them so much." Yeah.
So then this final one, Luke.
"I just want to let everybody to realize my name is Reverend Randall Gillis. I'm really a reverend. And just be careful. My account is being monitored by the police department because a lot of people are saying false things about me."
All right. How do we not know this man isn't like fully like schizophrenic?
Because I saw he duetted a woman who outed him because he went into her DMs and was like creeping on her. And she said, "No thanks, I'm married." And then he kept persisting. So then she did a video about him.
Oh.
And apparently, yeah.
And he was like, "I just wanted to know why you like the banana." Answer the question.
And then the other one, since I am so tuned into geriatric TikTok, there's this sweet old lady who sings us a nice little ditty.
"Wake me up. Before you go, you need me hanging on the line with JoJo. Wake me up before you go, you need me then."
Isn't TikTok just a beautiful platform?
It really is. Wait, one thing you got to see. Click her profile just so we can see all the thumbnails. God bless this woman. I love it.
Wow, it's like impressive that she starts all of these exact same way.
It's amazingly consistent.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Oh, no. Go up. That one in the red. Yo, pause. She was going through some shit right there.
Yeah. She
damn, same, she really.
Oh, sweet woman, I love that she's doing this. I hope she's doing.
Wow,
okay. I
actually
she's
crazy.
Guaranteed not doing okay.
And yeah, but I mean, but and you know, she's accomplishing what she wants. She's getting the views, and we're helping her out. So, by the way, if you ever come, and I do this every time. When I come across...
Do you think this is what she wants?
Yeah, she's singing. She's putting it out there. Look, he's just still scrolling. It's just the same image in every thumbnail.
This
is
sad.
Yeah, I don't like this.
You got to leave positive comments for these people.
Do you?
Just yeah, I do. I say like, wow, this is great. Great job. You know, whatever. Just something. Something. Because you can't hate people like this. Because what is there to hate? This is
no. I don't hate. I
click.
I
oh
feel
my
bad
god! He still click one of them.
I feel like most people are. You're laughing at her.
I didn't hate them.
No, come on.
Okay, yeah.
This is.
You're right. That one was. That one was.
What about the first one?
The first one was great. She's singing "Wake Me Up Before You Go Go."
All right, it's Ben's corner.
Yeah, let's be very clear. This is Ben's corner.
This is Ben's.
I didn't watch any of her other videos. Okay, all I got was that first one where she's singing the. Whoops.
Yeah. You can explain yourself. You explain yourself,
man.
We should repurpose that. Like when Ben gets like two, you know,
just use that siren.
Yeah,
please do.
Well, that's it for today's episode of 8 Ball Special, the free episode. But of course, you can always find the extended edition.
Yeah.
On tmgstudios.tv, which we're gonna roll straight into.
This week on the extended cut.
Freud's mom must have been really fucking hot.
My dad didn't love me.
Fellow info warriors, Alex Jones here, introducing you.
The thing about women. They don't like me.
Watch the rest by signing up at tmgstudios.tv. Ha.